friend told me once that often, the very thing we think will separate us from God actually brings us closer to Him than anything else could. For me, that thing has been my questions. If I had it my way, I would not be a person who asked questions. I would be a person who lived life with my nose to the ground, never wondering about anything, never questioning what was put in front of me. I would choose not to go digging through my own soul to find my doubts and fears piled up, desperately needing attention. I would choose to be a person who took the world and my faith at face value, who could just say, "This is the way it is," wipe my hands, and have that be that. Truth is, not many people are actually like that. I've met people who question their faith and are comforted by the growth they find in their searching. I most definitely am not. Even if the doubts are ultimately for my good, the questioning is painful. I often asked God why He made me the way He did. Why did He give me so many doubts and fears? Why is my heart so prone to being afraid? Why does it take so much for me to trust Him? For years, I thought these questions were a sign something was wrong with me. I thought something wasn't clicking with me and Christianity. I thought if I could just read something a little harder, pray a little more, or sing a little louder, those questions would just fall into place somewhere behind me, dropping into a bucket where I would never pull them out again. I would have been content to leave my questions behind, had they been content to do so with me. But they seemed to follow me everywhere I went. I would wake up in the night thinking about the concept of existence, wondering why there are so many humans on the planet, why we like to watch other humans on television for entertainment, why we are so fascinated with ourselves. I would read Christian tracts and books with the nagging feeling that popular Christian culture does not have a correct understanding of God. I would listen to prayers at church and wonder about the way we are meant to pray, about what prayer is, about what it all means if God already knows everything we are about to say. I would wonder how, with billions of people who have existed, God knows my name or anything about me. I would wonder, if He didn't want us to have anything to do with sin, why He would allow it to exist in the first place? It is only recently that I've begun to see these questions as gifts. I see them as gifts because of the way they push me. They push me into Scripture, into prayer, into relationship, and into humility in a way maybe nothing else has. This very thing I thought separated me from God pushed me toward Him because I had nowhere else to go with my questions and fears. What I've learned about this anxiety and about these questions is all of it is a gift. There are other gifts, of course, some of which I am aware of and some of which I may not know for years or for eternity to come. Here is one I know about already, though. The questions and anxiety have shown me that I am alive. "Well, I bet you cried the first time you were born, too. It means you're alive," says the Reverend in Marilynne Robinson's novel, Lila. It's the emotions, the physical representation of those emotions, that show us what we are. When you are so anxious, you feel like you cannot breathe, like you cannot get...